In 1960, the offices of Mandela and Tambo were closed. Soon afterwards, Nelson went underground and Oliver left the country to lead the ANC from exile. Nelson's incapacity to practice law from prison was apparently still not enough for some members of his profession. Some 10 years after the first attempt to remove him from the role of attorneys, the Law Society filed a second application citing his conviction for sabotage and life imprisonment. From Robben Island, Nelson responded that he would need 2 weeks in the Pretoria Court to oppose the application. He asked the commanding officer of the prison to arrange for his transfer and notified him that he would need access to the prison library. The Law Society did not proceed any further, and the matter was never set down for hearing. In a speech to the Law Society in 1993, Nelson remarked, "I was pleased to receive your invitation to open the general meeting of my chosen profession. Mind you, this was at least the third time the Law Society thought of me. The two previous invitations were delivered by the sheriff. Here I am with my name still on the roll, even though I have not yet got around to applying for a fidelity certificate to go into competition with you."